WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A salute to Allied soldiers on Omaha Beach in Normandy, France, 80 years after they waded ashore, dodging Nazi gunfire to turn the tide of World War II. President Biden paid tribute.
Alliances, real alliances, make us stronger. A lesson that I pray we Americans never forget.
Dozens of people have died in an Israeli strike on a shelter in central Gaza. Israel says Hamas fighters were operating inside. The BBC's Yolande Nell.
We're hearing of very chaotic scenes at the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital. A journalist who's working there with us reporting that there were women and children among those killed.
Expected on the stand today at Hunter Biden's federal gun trial.
Hallie Biden, Beau Biden's widow, and a woman whom Hunter Biden had a romantic relationship with in October 2018.
CBS's Scott McFarlane. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden of the Waupun State Prison is charged with misconduct in office. Eight former guards and nurses are accused of felony abuse. Four inmates have died at Waupun in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt says his investigation exposed a host of training, security, and safety problems.
These investigations have shown a blatant disregard for the safety of human beings, and arrests must be made and have been made.
One inmate was found dead 12 hours after suffering a stroke. Milwaukee will get a lot of extra security during the Republican National Convention in July. Wisconsin Emergency Management says 15 law enforcement agencies from eight states are under contract to work in Milwaukee during the convention. 85 officers are coming from Madison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Falls Fire and Emergency Services made an unusual rescue on Wednesday afternoon. According to a press release, authorities responded to reports of a boat that was stuck on the Glen Lock Dam at Erickson Park around 3 p.m. Three people were on the boat when they arrived, two firefighters and a street department worker who were repairing the safety buoys above the dam when the water current pushed them off course. Crews were able to secure the boat with ropes and get the three workers off the dam safely. The Eau Claire Area School District Board has unanimously approved an $18 million annual referendum for the November election. The referendum would provide the school district with $18 million in funding each year for the next 4 years to ensure stability of educational programs, add behavioral and mental health resources for students, improve school safety, and sustain its current student-to-staff ratio. A number of other school districts could propose similar resolutions for consideration on the November ballot. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are right there with the best teams in baseball.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League, like, hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys, and they understand, hey, we're right there.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for three games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A sprinkle or two is possible this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy. Our high today, 64, with wind northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, still windy, but warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, "I just don't get it. What was in it for them?"
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Wisconsin Women in Conservation. They're having a field day you need to know about. J.R. Radcliffe with sports and Brittany Merlot for weather and wine. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is 93.5 The Tap.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's the statewide Scunny Summer Giveaway. Download Civic Media's app and text in the keyword for your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, a pair of Brewer tickets, or the grand prize of a staycation giveaway, a getaway. This hour's keyword is democracy. Download a Civic Media app and use it to text the word democracy to be entered in to win. Calvin, when the song you just played, Mercy, Mercy Me, it begins with, Marvin Gaye talking about war. And he constantly refers back about war. Today, 80 years ago, today, D-Day. Calvin, did you learn about D-Day in school?
Of course.
844-967-2789. I just would want people to just try to envision, being a young man, 20 years old, 19 years old, in the military, knowing there's a world war going on, Calvin, and you are, in the Army, and you have been trained to go halfway around the world and basically give your life before you even get a chance to live it. This is the magnitude of the sacrifice that was made by these young men. Calvin, you know what a pillbox was or is?
Probably, I'm not sure.
Okay, so pillbox was a cement base, heavily fortified, where Germans were inside of this pillbox, and only enough room to allow high-powered machine guns to be able to be extruded outside of those slivers. And they could see enough that they could mow down anything coming. And these young men, knowing that their lives were going to be snuffed out before they even got a chance to live it, gave their lives. Now, I go back to when I was 18 years old. Man, I couldn't even envision that. What it took to say that I'm going to give my life. You know, giving my life for my family, I certainly am willing to do that for my own children and my wife. You know, I would be willing to give my life. But to say I'm going to give my life fighting for democracy halfway around the world is something altogether different. 844-967-2789. This is what they did. And they were mowed down as they tried to come up, you know, this beach at Normandy. The Germans knew they were coming. They were waiting. And the beach was blood soaked. It's what D-Day was. 844-967-2780. Now, I don't know if we even understand the magnitude of what they did. Again, they weren't defending America. Some will say, well, yeah, they were. They were defending something bigger than America, democracy. But, you know, if you're trying to break in my home and I'm in there, my family's in there, I'm going to defend it till, you know, I'm not around. But to be halfway around the world and do that took some very special people. And so on this day, 80 years ago, you got to salute those people and never forget. Never forget what it took, you know. And I would say, you know, that doesn't diminish what the brothers in Vietnam did. It doesn't diminish what the people did in Iraq and Afghanistan. It doesn't diminish what the people did in Korea or the Philippines. Anybody who put their lives on the line deserves and more than what we can give them, more than thank you for your service. Let's go to Mike from West Bend. Good morning to you, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Wow. What an outstanding show you're doing today. And I thank you, and as a veteran, and I think you're so spot on most of the time. I just was going to give you an interesting tip about D-Day. If you get a chance, you can go to the library, or I own the book. James Ambrose, A-M-B-R-O-S-E, is the author. He's dead now. He wrote a book, a definitive book on D-Day, and it's a wonderful read. It's a very long read. And what was interesting was as the Germans were losing more and more troops, they went to their Eastern Front and grab prisoners and put German uniforms on them. And as the Americans had to kill them and find these people, they found out that they weren't all Germans. Some of them were Mongolians. Most of them were from Asia. And that was an interesting item that I learned about D-Day reading that book. But just thought I'd tell you about that book. You might want to read it.
All right, well, so I'm certainly going to look it up, sir. But before I let you go, your thoughts on this day and you having been you being a military veteran, your thoughts on what those men faced 80 years ago, knowing coming up on that beach and knowing what was before them and being mowed down and yet still having the wherewithal to continue to march. So what did it take to do that?
You know, I couldn't imagine. My father died at 46 when New Guinea had finally killed him. And I went into the service at just under 18, because I really didn't have anywhere else to go. So I was kind of like, I wasn't even realizing the Vietnam War was going on. You know, this was different back then. They all knew a world war was going on.
Right.
And I think it was their upbringing. I really do. I think, you know, you and I are, I'm being a little older than you are, but I think the upbringing was different then. And I think in a lot of ways, they were terrified. They just didn't, they just answered the call. And I think about them today and I say a prayer today because, and here's one other thing I want to add, not to be too long-winded. I don't care if you vote for whoever you want to vote for. Communist Party, Libertarian, Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. I saw a poster one day, and I can't remember where I saw it, and it showed the bodies laying there on the D-Day invasion.
Right.
And it was a real picture. And then the cap was, this is why you vote.
Yeah.
I thought that was very, very moving.
Mike, I think it absolutely is, and thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening, man. Nobody has to agree with everybody, but clearly all of us should be agreeing on this. What those men did should never, ever, ever be forgotten. And not just celebrated, you know, 80 years later, you know, to hear people, you know, say thank you for your service. And a lot of times, you know, it's just something that we say. But I don't know if they really understand the magnitude of it. The word that comes to mind is grit. And this is Greg. They had the grit that those of us nowadays, we don't know grit like they knew. Our veterans are the true people of integrity. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, it is. It's an unbelievable thing that people do. And we've just got to do a better job of making sure that we don't let these things go undiscussed, especially 80 years later. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hubdy at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. 80 years ago today, D-Day. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning. This day is a special day because I had two uncles who landed on that beach this very day. And they taught us kids honor, integrity, loyalty, and respect. And I think the thing that really bothered me the most about one particular party is that these people were not losers and they were not suckers. They were true Americans.
Susan, repeat that, please. Will you please repeat that?
I repeat it?
Yes.
Well, sure. We were taught honor, integrity, loyalty, and respect. And these men, these brave men, were not suckers or losers. They were true Americans.
So for people who may not understand what you mean by suckers and losers, what do you mean?
Well, last year when Trump was supposed to be there for D-Day celebration. He didn't want to go, and he called our American heroes, my uncles, suckers and losers for doing that. And that really hurt me because I admired these men for what they did all my life.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. Always love to hear your input and God bless you and your relatives who paid the ultimate price. You know, it just is unconscionable. And I think as we, you know, daily in our lives, we're so busy, caught up in the things that we do and the freedoms that we have and, you know, the ability to kind of live lives unencumbered, but not realizing. Look, so today, Calvin, D-Day could never happen. It would never happen. And, you know, there would never be such a thing. Wars are not fought that way anymore. And so somebody could be dug in pillboxes today and not one person would lose their lives because they never charge a hill where people are dug in like that. You know why?
Because of drones and rockets.
Yeah. Right. The drone, they'd send drones. And the drones would eliminate the pillboxes. without endangering one person's life. You know, war is still hell. Not easy. But, you know, a little less of that kind of, you know, situation where people are charging right into knowing that they're going to die and they do it anyway. Hey, good morning, Chief Karina. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. You see, I'm coming from Russia, and unfortunately, in today's day, it's not said very often, but historically, 95% of the Russian war were when somebody was coming to Russia, not Russians go with war.
Right.
But, and unfortunately, half of my family died in World War II. Many of my classmates died in Afghanistan. And I think that today's people do not have an understanding of honor to die for your country.
I would.
And that's a problem.
Well, you know, I have to tell you that I'm inclined to agree with you. They can't get people in the military. And part of that is the military's fault, you know, and you know, Congress's fault. Because, you know, it's one thing to get into war for reasons that it's the last resort. There's another thing to get into wars that, you know, we shouldn't be doing, especially for resources, you know, for oil. That's not a reason to send somebody off to die and to fight for multinational corporations. That's a major difference. And I think, you know, somebody challenging the nation, our nation, yeah, I can see that. But again, not for oil. And so, Karina, I think that's the difference.
And that's true. And that's absolutely true. Because as you said, you have to taking care of people for people to taking care of you. And when World War II was over, you know perfectly well how many African Americans were treated like dirt by the people who asked them to die for them. And this is comes back, and this is the honor we're talking about. Because if you're asking people to have an honor to protect you, then you have to give that honor back and taking care of those people who risked their life for you.
Hey, Karina, always good stuff. Thank you very much for the call. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 80 years later. D-Day, 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. What you say?
The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wages in Wisconsin are higher than last year. That's according to the ADP Research Institute. Workers who stayed at one job for 1 year or longer saw their paychecks get 5.3% bigger. ADP says Wisconsin's median annual salary is $59,000. The races are set for Wisconsin's August primaries. Democrats are running candidates in 97 of the state's 99 assembly districts. Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says it wasn't for lack of trying.
We had hundreds of conversations with people across the state about running for state assembly. I think if we'd had just a couple more days, we probably would have filled those last two.
Meanwhile, Democrats are running candidates in all 33 state Senate districts. In contrast, Republicans are running in 84 assembly districts and 11 Senate districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce is looking to bring more veterans into the workforce. According to a WQOW report, a nonprofit organization called Mission Workforce Alliance is looking to connect local businesses with service members who are transitioning off active duty. The program includes career counselors who work with military members to determine their skill sets and compile their information for area businesses to recruit from. The organization is hoping to grow the program statewide. Eau Claire residents may be getting a visit from property appraisers in the coming weeks. According to a press release from the city, property appraisers are beginning their interior reviews soon, and if your property is being reviewed this year, you should be receiving a postcard from the office sometime between now and August. The postcard will include information on how to schedule an appointment for an appraisal as the city updates its property records. Residents will also be able to deny the city's request. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're looking for something new to watch, you might get some ideas from the 2024 Gotham Just for TV Awards. The big winners, according to Variety, were Netflix's Baby Reindeer, which won for Breakthrough Limited Series, Amazon Prime's Mr. and Mrs. Smith for Breakthrough Drama, and winning Breakthrough Comedy Series was CBS Colin from Accounts. Andrew Scott won for Breakout Performance in a Limited Series for his portrayal as Ripley. He was great. Trina McGee, who played Angela on Boy Meets World, has announced she is pregnant. This might not sound all that newsworthy, except she is 54 years old. Entertainment Weekly reports that the child will be her fourth. Her other three children are all adults from previous relationships. This will be her first child with her current husband. The couple has been married since 2008, so they are either very unlucky or just only recently got around to the whole sex thing. Married couples do get busy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A sprinkle or two is possible this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy. Our high today, 64, with wind northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, still windy, but warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles joins me to talk about the best kid shows, Summerfest and Ferris Bueller. And I play some highlights from my visit to a recent Bigfoot convention.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 7 till 9.
People moving out, people moving in.
to show clean her eye. And I, boy, and I, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Remember to use the Civic Media app to text the word democracy to enter our SCUNNY summer giveaway. The word is democracy. Again, 844-967-2789. It is 80 years later, D-Day. And the impact of that day that should never, ever be forgotten. Let's go to the phone lines and Bob from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Bob. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Well, the movie Private Ryan pretty much showed the invasion of D-Day in Normandy. And they had put that invasion off for 2 days because they couldn't have air cover.
Right, the weather.
And the weather was, and they decided to go anyways. On the third day, they decided to go. That basically, what those guys did was a suicide mission.
Right.
There's no doubt. They had those pillboxes. They were all set up for them. And the courage that those guys showed is unbelievable, because when they got off those boats and ran up that beach, they were getting gunned down.
Yes.
And for Trump to call soldiers suckers and losers, it just boils my blood. And there are veterans that are voting for this guy. And I for the life of me, I don't get it.
You know, Bob, as you stated, they were watching their colleagues being mowed down. And I mean, it was what they were asking them to do was an almost impossible task. And that's to run up this hill knowing that these guys had those 75 millimeter machine guns and cutting people in two. And you watch that. And instead of turning around and running, you charge right head on into that. That takes special people, right?
You better believe it. And I cannot believe that any veteran would vote for Trump. I cannot believe that. After he called, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I think you are too, aren't you, Earl?
Not Vietnam, no.
Oh, well, I am. And to call us suckers and losers, I wish I could put him at Normandy and I could be in a pillbox.
Well, you know, you couldn't put him in Vietnam, right? He didn't go. You know, he had deferments. So Bob, man, thank you. You know, very well said. Let's go to CJ. Hey, good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I don't know why you're taking my call today, because normally you won't, but thank you. Pretty special day. And for your callers to call in and use it as division and take the President Trump's comments out of context, and for you to allow it, this is too somber.
Hey, CJ, let me ask you first off, where it was taken out of context. What context was he saying it in?
Doesn't matter. I'm not going to go down that road today, because the veterans, like they talked about, are going to vote for him because the one that's in office now is taking us to World War III, and you'd rather focus on dividing the country like he does, because Biden, remember, he was going to be transparent and unifying. Well, he's far from that. So this is too somber of a day to divide and hate our military, because this is about America and the sacrifices they made.
Hey, CJ, thank you very much for the call. I don't know where, you know, you came up with the hate our military. I didn't hear one person say anything about hating the military. I didn't hear one person say anything, you know, about dividing the country. You know, that certainly came from your mind. But, you know, so be it. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Earl, first, I just want to correct the record, because I was incorrect, and I like being factual on your show, about the fact that teachers lost pensions through Act 10. The gentleman called after me the other day and said that. So,
well, that's fine, man. You know, none of us are perfect.
I know, but civic media, you know, is about facts. So I'm just trying to put it out there. The truth was that after the teachers retired, before Act 10, they had their insurance paid for until they were Social Security age. Now they charge a lot more. In fact, they charge as much as like COBRA would charge. So therefore, now people are going into Obamacare. But before, that was a luxury of teachers, was to have the benefits. And that's why a lot of people went into teaching. I just wanted to correct the record.
Okay, so Tom, what about D-Day?
Second, D-Day, these guys are absolutely courageous, incredible men. I don't think that we would have that today, just because I think, you know, it was a different type of war. It was a war to actually end fascism, and it wasn't a war just for profit motive and also being lied into a war. When George War Criminal Bush lied us into a war, it kind of changed the dynamics of people thinking about, you know, going to war. And everybody in the country was together on it. Everybody, you know, the women were making things out of silk stockings and all these different things. I mean, it was a whole country kind of thing.
That was a world war. It's a world war, right?
Yeah. And hopefully we don't end up with that way. If we do end up where Putin starts moving across Eastern Europe, and, you know, and all of a sudden, because we don't defend Ukraine, that we end up in that same position. I hope to God that doesn't happen. The last thing I wanted to say, Earl, is that instead of Ronald Reagan saying, tear down that wall, I think what he should have said is, tear down we the people government wall, or tear down we the people government, because that's what he was about. He said government was bad, and therefore he was saying we the people are bad. And I don't look at us that way. I look at us collectively as being that shining city on the hill, all of us together.
You know,
thank you, Earl.
Tom, you know what? Before I let you go, the real tragedy in this, and there are a lot, but I think the one thing that we should point to, in a time like this, is that we don't wait until 100 years. You know, 100-year anniversary of D-Day, to talk about this, right? To talk about what happened. It's something that we need to talk about more as people talk about more and more money being spent in the military. More and more war and talk of war. This should never be forgotten. And we need to talk about it more and more. And then maybe, you know, we give a second thought before we send people off to die.
Definitely, Earl. And the other thing, too, is, you know, we should be putting in, like Smugly Butler said, which was, there should be no profiteering off of war.
Right.
That would be a really, really good incentive for there not to be a war. But thank you very much. And I also want to say, Mike, who calls in, He is spot on about Buckley versus Vallejo, First National Bank versus Bilotti, and Citizens United, and how that dark money has basically destroyed the United States. And honestly, those, I'm not being partisan, but I'm being factual. Those are three conservative Supreme Court decisions.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to David from San Francisco. Good morning to you, David. How you doing, sir? I bet you got a lot to say about this.
Oh, thanks, Earl. And, man, I'm glad I followed that last caller. He might get a kick out of a book that Will Rogers wrote about 100 years ago. And in it, he had a line about drafting capital in times of war. And he goes on about how just as a boy may be drafted to go to war and he may risk losing his arms or his legs or his life, the rich should have all of their money drafted. And if they come back with the loss of the equivalent of a leg or an arm or all of it, that would help stop war because it prevents the profiteering. And so Will Rogers had a good line on that. And in fact, it comes from Will Rogers' book called The Illiterate Digest. So it's a kick. He had a lot of good stuff in there. You know, when you start thinking about World War II, it was all about corporate state. You know, fascism was the development of the corporate state. Mussolini took the idea from that evil King Leopold. And King Leopold basically was trying to get rid of the social contract. You know, that a king had the pretense that God put him in charge and that God was going to have him look out for every sparrow, every person in the realm. Well, King Leopold didn't want to do that. And so when he took over the Belgian Congo, he declared that everybody in there was his property and that they weren't citizens. They had no, there were no laws that applied to them. And Mussolini was so jealous of that, he developed the corporate state where the corporations don't have to have a social contract. They don't have to look out for the common good. They don't have to have equal justice, that they can just do corporate takeovers and profiteer at any realm or any aspect of life. And so the rise of fascism was exactly that, that the corporations were going to be able to run the world and that they had no duty to care. They had no duty to the people. That the people were their property, and they could do with them as they wished. And as you were talking about Speaker Johnson, I didn't catch that he had a new quote. I was going to talk about Speaker Johnson's his phrase from a couple of days ago, where he's talking about defunding the police that went after Trump. And so the police that went after Trump were the corporate state, the people that the corporate crimes aspect of the FBI, the corporate crimes aspect of the Justice Department, and corporate fraud was what Trump was caught up in.
Hey, David.
And so
I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for that. You know, I'm going to be. We're going to be having an FBI representative on, I think, next week, you know, and so certainly going to be able to hear the take from the FBI on certain things. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share a practical hack that I use to manage my spending. It's my wish list. A wish list is just a note I keep in my phone where I write down all the things I want to buy,
but I don't have a plan or a budget to buy. You know, like stuff I see randomly on Instagram or TikTok, or these new shoes that my BFF just got that I am totally obsessed about. My wish list is two things. First, it gives me a place to put that feeling of want instead of just pulling out my credit card. And second, it gives me time to decide if I really want it. And then, if I can afford it. I revisit my wish list once a week or so. I take a look at every single thing on there, and then I pick if I want to find the budget for that thing or if I'm going to, you know, let it go. And I will tell you that mostly I end up letting things go. So if you're looking to cut back on spending, try making a wish list. This is Carrie Joy, and that has been your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, as you think about the wars and, again, what transpired, you know, in D-Day or on D-Day, and you think about they can't get people to join the military today. 844-967-2789. They can't get people to join the military today. And you know, they've got to figure something out. I think people saw, you know, people used to join the National Guard. And the National Guard used to be a place. Let me do this. Let's go to Chef Andre from Minneapolis. Hey, good morning to you, sir. You say what?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Ingram. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on the gentleman who was speaking about this Leopold character. I personally, myself, I hesitate to call him a king. He went into the Belgian Congo and murdered 40, perhaps even 50 million citizens of that country. And so, I, like I said, I hesitate to call him a king. You know, this guy is a nihilistic, diabolical parasite like Mussolini was, like Adolf Hitler was, and such as this guy we know as Donald J. Trump. They're all in the same category. And these people don't want, they're sick and tired of fighting these wars for these crazy people. Have a nice day and thanks for.
Man, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. You know, to get, you know, 18-year-old guys and they really, for the most part, it's hard to get 18-year-olds today to volunteer. Now, they're in a better situation today, Calvin, than it used to be because they pay a lot more money. And, you know, what's a lot more money if it means you're going to be risking your life, right? I mean, it's relative.
Well, yeah, it's all relative. And then you just think about the framing and our history of war since World War II. I think you could say World War II was objectively a just cause to be fighting, but since then, with Vietnam and Korea and Afghanistan and Iraq, it's become less clear why we're fighting. And I think that's also something young people look at when they're thinking about joining the military. They see they're not fighting for freedom anymore. They're just doing what they're told.
Well, they're fighting for corporate you know, resources. And now people can agree or disagree with it, but they can't. There's no way you're going to defeat me on, you know, why we, many of the wars, certainly the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, you can say, well, it had everything to do with 9/11, but, you know, what took place in Iraq and with Saddam Hussein was clearly about the oil, the oil wells. And so who winds up with those oil wells? And so that's about corporations. And so when you send young people to die for corporations, then let's stop talking about democracy, right? I mean, that's not what people, what we are in some of these wars for. It's not about that. There's a reason that we're in all over the world, and we're in places where the resources are the most important thing. That's why they call it American interests. Well, so what does American interest mean? Why do we have bases in these faraway places, and why is it our interest? Whose interest is it? You know, it's not the average everyday person. It's not the 18-year-old who they want to put their lives on the line. It's corporations, their interests, and their interests aren't the same as yours and mine. So, you know, one of the reasons why when you're watching a football game on Sunday mornings and you see, you know, the planes flying across and the military is to get people to see the military as a viable option and see how much power we have and all those different things. And, you know, that's all right. But at the end of that, it's when you join the military, Calvin, there's always a chance, right?
Yeah, there's always a chance that something could escalate in the world and your position where you were perfectly safe and secure now is a frontline position, and that is terrifying for sure.
Which is what happened in Iraq and Afghanistan, caused for the first time the people who fought those wars were for the most part weekend warriors, you know, people who weren't full-time military people. They never thought they would ever wind up fighting, you know, for as many years as they wanted to fight. But just think about it. Iraq and Afghanistan, 18, 20 years we were in those wars. And, you know, and then you hear people say, well, you know, when Joe Biden got out, you know, he got out the wrong way. Hey, being out of wars is a good thing, not a bad thing. So anyway, thank everybody who made the show go. I really appreciate you guys taking the time out to listen. Tell somebody else about us, Calvin. Thank you. Cannot do any of this without you. Up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bott. Madnair on Air. Don't forget, think about what transpired 80 years ago today.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look at Wisconsin's best parks and also a historical look at an important day, D-Day, on The Albaugh Show. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.